Welcome back, y'all. This is another story where the men are so fed up with their wives, or they have a girlfriend on his side. They plot to kill their wives and succeed. I'm sure you all know about the case of Lawrence Rudolph, the dentist who was convicted of murdering his wife, or who found his wife shot accidentally on the African safari trip to Zambia. Well, contrary to his antics, his shock when he found out his wife was shot and killed, he was found guilty of her murder. Wow, what a surprise, surprise. In 2016, while on a hunting trip in Zambia, Bianca, his wife, was fatally shot. Rudolph, her husband, claimed it was an accident. But the way he acted and the evidence pointed to him as the killer. After he killed her, he filed for over $4 million life insurance claim on her. And the life insurance was found out to be fraudulent. He was convicted of mail fraud also. He was sentenced to life in prison and received an additional 20-year sentence for the mail fraud. Wow. Ooh-wee. His dumbass girlfriend, desperate-ass girlfriend, psycho girlfriend, Lori Milleron, was also involved, and she was convicted as an accessory to murder. Obstruction of justice and perjury. Now, WTF is wrong with her? Is she that desperate where she would help her married boyfriend kill his wife and cover her up and lie on the stand? Women, come on. I know we get tricked into men saying they're faithful, saying they're, I don't have a girlfriend, I love you. You know, the basic but still red flag material. But helping your married boyfriend kill his wife only to get 17 years behind bars? Was she that desperate? Oh my goodness. Ooh, and if she had kids, so she threw her life away, her kids' life away, for this married man who didn't love her, because if he loved her, he wouldn't have involved her in his wife's murder. Yeah, I know it's a murder, but I'm saying murder because it sounds so ridiculous. This is crazy. Like, come on, ladies. If you that desperate for a man, just be single. Like, come on, like. And then she found out he didn't love her in the first place. And what if they didn't get caught? He would have did the same thing to her with his new mistress It's just crazy. So it was revealed that Rudolph, yeah, the dentist, his name is Rudolph, killed his wife to collect on insurance policies and find a new life with his mistress. Oh my goodness. His mistress was probably like, ooh, he really loves me. He's going to kill his wife so we can spend time together. And he's going to collect the insurance to take care of me. How romantic. So his son, the killer son, initially believed his father was innocent. But when he heard the evidence at the trial, he gradually was convinced that his dad was guilty. Like, come on. This is crazy. Like, I know men can convince us of other things. Like, I'm not married, or I got a divorce a year ago. Or, I didn't talk to that woman. That wasn't me. I wasn't at that place. But, convince you to kill his wife, who has kids, leaving the kid parentless. And, if you have kids, leaving your kids parentless, to destroy your life over a married man. I know I've said that 3 times. But come on. Wow. So, forget the fact that he was married to his wife for 30 years. Yeah, he was married to his wife for 30 years. And he probably said, oh, let's go on a great adventure, you know, to celebrate our 30-year anniversary. I'm just making this up. I don't know what he said. But he probably convinced her to go on this great adventure that she's probably been wanting. I'm just making this up, too. Wanting for a long time, just to get her out of her suspicious zone, because if you married for 30 years, she know he was having an affair. She had to have known he was having an affair, because his hours changed. His pattern changed. Yeah. So while they were on a safari in Zambia, they decided to go on a hunting trip. And he decided to shoot his wife with the 12-gauge shotgun on the last day of their trip. Wow. That is... He is sick. So he took her overseas to a safari under his wife because he thought he can get away with it. He was wrong. And now he's being held accountable for his actions. And during the trial, Rudolph, the murderer, he said he believed his wife accidentally fired the gun. And this is what he said. These are the words that came from his mouth. I did not kill my wife. I know how. Look, I'm sure he didn't sound like that, but this is what a soft bitch-ass man sounds like after he killed his wife.
I did not kill my wife. I could not murder my wife. I would not murder my wife.
He's such a bitch. Like, I hope he get his ass beat in jail every day. And his dumbass attorneys, money-hungry attorneys, plan to, they did file an appeal in that case. Like, who could defend such an animal? And then they said, his attorneys,
Larry is innocent. He did not murder his wife. We are looking forward to appeal this matter, in which we have a number of very promising issues.
I know they don't sound like that, but being bitch-ass attorneys, trying to get a sick-ass man off who murdered his wife, yeah, they sound like that, in my mind. And Rudolph, the murderer, has been ordered to pay back $4,877,744 in restitution, as well as a fine of $2 million for defrauding insurance companies. Wow. Like I said earlier, he convinced her to go on this trip because they shared a passion for big game hunting. And Bianca, his wife, she wanted to add a leopard to her collection of animal trophies. Oh, that's sad. Killing animals. So, she was shot while packing. Oh, I thought she was shot while they were hunting. Wait a minute. Yep. Wow, she was packing and she accidentally shot herself? That's what he said. He said he heard the killer, Rudolph, told investigators that he heard a shot at dawn while he was in the bathroom and believed the shotgun went off accidentally as his wife was putting it in his case. Wow, that's crazy. Like, can you imagine leaving a great vacation with your husband of 30 years and you see him point a shotgun at you and you just know you're about to die? Because I'm sure she had an inkling that he was messing around or she knew he had a girlfriend. That's terrible. I know the first thing she thought of was her kids. That is, oh my goodness. Wow. So, Rudolph, the murderer, and Milleron, his girlfriend. Wow. They moved in together in 2017 after he killed his wife and she knew about it. She helped him with it. Oh my goodness. And these attorneys who are just trying to get him off, like, they sound crazy. One of them said, well, one of her attorneys, the mistress attorney said, his name is John Dill.
We are disappointed in the jury's verdict, but that's our system.
Yeah, he's a man, but I'm thinking he sounds like that.
Lori Millerin is innocent, and we will continue to fight to exonerate her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, ladies, I said all that to make you aware of your surroundings. When you know your husband, boyfriend, the man you're seeing is seeing someone else, be aware. Be aware. That's crazy. Like, I don't know how she could be more aware, you know? She's going on vacation with her husband of 30 years, going to Africa. Ooh, Africa. Where she wants to add another animal to her collection. And the last day, she had no idea she was going to lose her life. But in case of the man, the dentist, oh, another dentist, that slowly poisoned his wife with eye drop solution and something else. Like, and she knew he had a mistress. Baby. I'll be on a heightened level. If I knew you have a mistress, first of all, I'm filing for divorce. Second of all, I'm not seeing you after we separate, because I think you're going to try to kill me for my life insurance, which I probably already moved into somebody's name or canceled that policy, so you ain't getting shit. You're not getting my life insurance to make your mistress' life better and happier. Like, and if we separate it, I'm not meeting you for lunch. I'm not meeting you for dinner. I'm not going to the movies with you. What's done is done. You can have that tramp because she knew you were married. And just trot up on. Bye. That's why I say, don't go back. You broke up for a reason, and you were sad, miserable while you were together, and then you broke up. Why go back? Like, you taking a risk of being murdered, maimed, cheated on, whatever, just move on. Like, the person who cheated on you is not worth it. You already got away. You're feeling better about yourself. Why go back to that same crap? Oh, he probably's like, oh, I went to therapy. I'm better. I control my anger. I dump Michelle, whoever his mistress is. I just want to be with you. I missed you. I'm so lonely without you. Those are just words. Go by his actions that he showed you before you broke up. You ain't fixing me no shake. You're not fixing me my coffee. I do it myself. Especially if you knew he was messing around. He said he broke up with the mistress. And y'all, you know, y'all lovey-dovey again. And he starts fixing you things. And he hasn't done it ever in your relationship. Nope. I'll do it myself, or I'm watching you from step one to step ten, like a hawk. And if you got to do that, you don't need to be with the person. If you don't trust them, you don't need to be with them. I'm going to see if ho-ass Lori has some kids. Let me see. Oh, this hoe worked for the murderer, Rudolph, at his practice in 2002. She said he started asking her out immediately. What? And her desperate ass went out with him. Okay. Let me see. She was... Wait a minute. She... Let me see. So, she's 67. His wife looks much better than his mistress. Oh, my goodness. His wife was shot in the heart. That's crazy. So, the rifle accidentally, the 12 gauge, accidentally went off and shot you in the heart. And she was an avid hunter for years. She knew how to handle a gun. How she gonna handle a gun with the barrel point to her heart while she was packing it? Come on now. So his girlfriend, she's I don't like to talk about nobody, but she is not worth killing your wife of 30 years and ruining your life, your son's life. Oh. And his girlfriend denies she pressured Rudolph into killing his wife. So, they were dating for 15 years before they plotted to kill his wife. And her words are, "Oh, I'm not violent. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. But they really wanted to put me in jail." That's what she said from her jail cell. I know she don't sound like that, but... So, you know how they were caught? They were caught arguing in a bar. The bar worker heard them arguing, and he claimed he heard the killer, Rudolph, yell, "I killed my fucking wife for you," during the argument. Ew. His wife is beautiful. His wife is beautiful. So he killed his wife for her?
He's mentally ill anyway, so.
I'm trying to see. I'm sure she had kids. Let me see. Kids. Come out. Oh, yep. She had a daughter. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, so the mistress, the desperate mistress who helped her boyfriend kill his wife, had a daughter, or has a daughter. But her first husband. Wow. Wow. So the media spoke to her daughter. I don't have that information yet, but she did have a daughter. I'm trying to find her age.
Woo-wee.
Anyway, if you want to see the facts for yourself about Larry Ruoff, the killer of his wife of 30 years, and Lori Milliron. They're all over the news. They're all over social media. So just look it up and see how these two pitiful people plotted to kill a beautiful wife, mother, possibly grandmother. And now they're in jail. But like I said before, don't ignore your intuition. If you think something's off, it probably is off. I don't care how long you've known your husband, how long you've been with the husband. If he starts acting nice and treating you better than he has in the 29 years you've been married before, your antenna should go up. And watch him like a dog. Until next time, maintain your badassness.